to feel fulfilled in life. We are busy about many things, but we don't feel satisfied deeply about what we are doing. This is because God has put eternity in our hearts. It is eternal things which satisfy. It is like there is a box in our hearts, and the box can only be filled with Jesus Christ. Our verse for today is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, which says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to the end." Rock star and lead guitarist of the 1980s glam rock band Poison, Mr. C.C. DeVille, said the following about being famous and about being unfulfilled. He said, quote, "I was really burning the candle at both ends. I was beating myself up and I didn't ask myself why. I got everything that I wanted, but I just wasn't happy. Everything that I wanted came true, yet I still wasn't happy," unquote. He still was not happy because he had not experienced the solution to his unfulfillment and his unhappiness. His box was full, but it wasn't filled with the right things. Most of the Jews I have known have been extra driven and excel in their fields of work. I wondered why this is, and I think it's because their box is slightly bigger than we Gentiles. This is because God is not finished with the Jews, and they will play a big part in the end times as God's chosen people return to the forefront of God's plan. The box that is in them is slightly bigger, and they excel as they are trying to find fulfillment other than in Jesus Christ. King Solomon's struggle was that he tried everything in life that could make someone happy, yet he remained unhappy and unfulfilled. His conclusion was vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Solomon's mind and priorities were unfulfilled as he drifted away from the simple life of faith to self-indulgence. The rock group U2 has a great song which says in part, "I have climbed the highest mountains. I have run through the fields only to be with you. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls only to be with you. But I haven't found what I'm looking for. I still haven't found what I'm looking for." WWE Sports Entertainment Wrestling superstar James Helwig, better known as the Ultimate Warrior, said after winning the WWE World Championship, "I was happy, yet in a day or two I wondered what's next." Fulfillment is a tricky subject. If you're looking to play in golf or fishing or stamp collecting, eventually you will have to admit that you have a deeper need that these things won't satisfy. For the non-Christian, the only road to fulfillment and satisfied life is to give your life to give yourself to Jesus Christ. This is the only true path of satisfaction in life. To the believer, today's verse from Ecclesiastes should serve as a warning for us not to put our time and efforts into things that don't fulfill us. Our box needs to be fulfilled with Jesus Christ and Him alone. The journey needs to begin with a daily time with God and move to discipleship and end up serving the Lord for the advancement of God's people and the church. It is important to link yourself with Jesus' priorities to receive the full blessings of God. Jesus had many things that He focused on. For example, He focused on prayer, evangelism, people, servanthood, the church, the kingdom, God the Father, children, and much more. You can fit in somewhere into Jesus' priorities. This will help you to be fulfilled. It is sad to go through life unsatisfied with your walk with the Lord. Get started by changing a few things that you are doing and let go of things that you need to let go of. Remember what Solomon said when he said, "God has made everything beautiful in its time, and He has set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to the end." Eternity is in your heart, so look to God for helping you to be fulfilled with the joy of knowing the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You for putting eternity in our hearts that we're only satisfied when we come to know You and to serve You. Help us to be convicted by this and help us to follow You fully with our hearts. Lead us by Your Holy Spirit today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.